Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. You might hear it, I'm sick. And this couldn't have happened at a worse time because I took the week after Easter off, so this week, and I had some days off work. And yeah, what can I say? One day after Easter Monday, so on Tuesday, my first official day of vacation, quote unquote, I got sick, and it's so frustrating because I've been sick the entire week, so now it's getting a little bit better, probably in a way that I'm going to be able to work on Monday, which is even worse because when you're sick and you can't even properly take time off of work, it's like a little frustrating, but what can I say? It's the way it is. I'm here, I'm recording, and I'm very happy to bring you a new episode. To everyone who's new to Sweet But Salty, I sincerely welcome you. Sweet But Salty has evolved from a quite experimental and sassy podcast to somewhat of an audio diary, which I totally appreciate. I think it just, you know, it's a testament to the fact that we all get older and wiser and a little bit calmer, I guess. At least that's true for me. I've never been a really outgoing person, but I have enjoyed recording my podcast episodes a lot, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. It really means a lot to me. Yeah, so let's dive right into today's topic, which is creative discipline. I must say that being creative is hard in and of itself, but being disciplined and creative is next level. It's like the elite way of living an artist's life is like being a disciplined artist. And obviously, I can only speak from my personal experience. Let's take this podcast, for example. I wasn't super consistent at the beginning of Sweet But Salty. I wanted to smash out a lot of episodes at the beginning when I started out, and so I recorded episodes on a regular basis and uploaded them every 3 days or so. And I've done this a couple of times that I experimented with my uploading schedule. For example, uploading episodes twice a week on different days, or taking breaks when I felt like I needed some time off because it was too much. And what I wasn't seeing back in the days was that it was probably due to some level of pressure or exhaustion in a way, because I hadn't chosen the most convenient thing for myself. And what I mean by that is I wasn't able to stick to the schedule that I'd created because it was inconvenient. And I guess it's not always about taking the easiest route, but it's also equally not about making it hard for yourself to stick to a plan. So, for example, I totally enjoy my new uploading schedule that I have adopted since the beginning of this year. I upload every Sunday around midnight German time, and that's just perfect for me because I have the entire Saturday to feel calm and really enjoy my weekend and then come up with a topic or record the topic that I have assigned for the coming episode. So it's a really convenient way of doing it. It fits my personal life, it fits my personal schedule, and it enables me to stay consistent. And I guess consistency is key. And creative discipline to me personally means that you use your creativity on a regular basis. You stick to the plan that you have created for yourself. And in order to do that, you have to like create a plan that you're able to stick to in the first place, as I've done with my podcast. And then you have to stay at it and just keep working away. And I understand that it's hard because I embarked on a special journey last year where in July, I started my 365 days of art challenge. So it's a daily art challenge, essentially, where I wanted to create art every single day. Even if it was just for 1 minute, I was totally down to it. And I was able to stick to it for about 5 months. And then at the beginning of this year, I was struggling for the dumbest reason ever, because there was a TV show that I started watching and it regularly took away time from my art. So I wasn't disciplined enough to stick to my own rules I had set up. And since the show ended, I have made an effort to come back to what I know fits me and my life best, which is creating in the evening after work and on the weekends, just choosing whatever I feel is the right medium at the time, because I am actually a visual artist. My profession is that of an art director, so that's what I do for a living. I'm an art director, designer, and I am an artist also in my free time, if you will. But I'm also a podcaster. I am a musician. I am a painter. I'm an illustrator. And I love collages. I love photography. I love fashion. There are a lot of things I care about and I am passionate about. So I will choose whatever speaks to me most to start working on in my free time. So sometimes that means that, like today, I record a new podcast episode. Sometimes that means that I will sit down and draw for I don't know how long. I start with literally the goal of 1 minute, which easily turns into 5, easily turns into 30. That's an experience I've made a lot, is that when you set aside some time to create, that barrier that you feel at the beginning often vanishes. And I think that's the same thing with working out or doing housework or doing anything that takes a little bit of convincing yourself to do. When you start, it's easy, but pushing yourself to start is kind of the challenge. So I feel like creative discipline is really a master skill that is easily learned, because first you need to understand that consistency is important. Then you have to make the decision to be consistent. And then you have to figure out how to make it easy for yourself to stay consistent on a regular basis. And we're all different, so it's going to be something entirely different for all of us. But I found those two ways that work for me. One with my podcast, as I mentioned, recording every Saturday because I'm the calmest and most relaxed version of myself, and I have time to prepare it in a way that feels good to me. And on top of that, creating art after work, that also works for me. And, you know, creating something like my daily art challenge helps keep me accountable. And that's just something that works for me. Maybe for you, creative discipline isn't as structured. Maybe it's something a little more free that allows for more freedom, or something that enables you to be a lot more spontaneous. Whatever it is, I can only encourage you to experiment with your own time and your own creative endeavors or other hobbies that you have. Yeah, just find a way for yourself to be consistent, and don't think that discipline is something negative. It's actually not. And just to end this episode off, I have started reading The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's a quite old book. It's from the beginning of the 90s. And in that book, she describes different ways and gives you different exercises that sort of unblock your creativity over the course of 12 weeks. And I have started doing it yesterday, so I'm not that far along. But if you're interested in it, I'll keep you posted. So far, I like it. I think that the morning pages, which is an exercise where you write about anything on 3 pages every single morning, is so freeing, but also burdensome in a sense. And now that I was on vacation, where I had like time off of work, it was easy for me to, you know, follow through with it and do it. But when I work, That means getting up 30 to 45 minutes early each morning just to write, and not even write well. So I guess there will be some frustration at play when I start doing that next week. But so far I like it, and I'm always interested in expanding my knowledge and my experience when it comes to creativity. And yeah, I'll keep you posted, as I said, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. If you liked this episode, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would mean the world to me. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you next Sunday. Bye.